The Mesech Chachma on Parashas Korach tells us that how were the people killed? What dinner was based on? Like the brisk is always want to find. There's always categories. Like by the 3 weeks, which are coming up, that the briskers, the Rav Soloveitchik used to always say that we have three categories in Avela, Shiva, Shloshim, and Yud Beis Chodesh. And therefore, he famously said that the 3 weeks have a din of Yud Beis Chodesh, the 9 days Shua Shechobo have a din of Shloshim, and Tisha B'Av has a din of Shiva. So here also, the Mesha Chochma says that how was we able to, why were Korach Vadaso killed? What din was it based on? The din of Ir Handi Dachas. Mesha Chachma, right? And others as well. The Raga Chavo also says Yerani Dachas. Other Mefarshim, I think the Maritrias, they connected to Yerani Dachas. So, it's a famous Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, I think it's Perek Dalet Halacha above, that the din of, when the it's a Torah din, when the majority of the city worshipping idols, it has a din of Eranidachas, and you destroy everything in the city, even its possessions, Anashim, Nashim, Vitaf. And then the Rambam writes a Bechidish, he writes, however, after the Gemara Din, like I said, I think he says, you got a couple Tamidei Chachamim come out, and they ask people, whoever's interested in doing tshuva, if you do a tshuva gemura, we'll let you out of here. So the Ravid goes crazy on the Rambam, Chai V'Kayam, Tov HaDavar Yoch, Tshuva, who could be against it? But where is your source? How do you have any idea that by doing tshuva could take away Onish Misa? That's what No Debi Yehuda talks about. Then you'll never give an Onish Misa, because how do you know if someone's doing tshuva? Tshuva is between you and God, but doesn't take away the Misa. So what in the world is the Rambam? As the Rambam know, this halacha that people in the Eirani Dachas could leave and go out. And as well, so where does he get it from, the Rambam? So if we work with the Mesha Chochmas, Mahalach, and others, it says, Uvnei Korach lo meso. That we have a tradition that children of Korach never died. Why they did tshuva? As they were in the hole, you put your ear to the ground. Moshe emes v'toraso emes. So they did tshuva and they were saved. So we see, that's why, and they say from Shmuel HaNavi came from B'nai Korach. So we see, so that's the raya. So the Rambam says, that's how I know it. It must be, that's how the Rambam knows it, is because that's what the Mefarshim say, because we see it by B'nai Korach, and if we're saying B'nai Korach is the Eir HaNidachas, so therefore we see you can do tshuva. So what would the Ravid answer? So number one is, the Ravid could disagree with the connection between Eir HaNidachas and what happened to Korach. Number one, let's assume it is Eir HaNidachas, so there different Mahalchan, perhaps, to why the Mechalek here, why would this case be different? So either, number one is, why doesn't tshuva work? Because, why doesn't tshuva work? Because who knows if a person's really doing tshuva anyway? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the Beis Din. How could the Beis Din, Dvarim Shevelei Veino Dvarim? They don't even know what he's saying. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows. So perhaps, in a real din of Eir HaNidachas, you wouldn't be able to do it. Even if you make the kesher. In this case, it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving the onesh, it was Derech Neis, so therefore, if these people are really doing tshuva, then only, you know, they can't fool God. That could be one mahalach the Raya goes, or you could say another mahalach that by a regular case, you're right, you can never put to someone from an onesh misa. But what's the pshat in the Eir HaNidachas? Sound like someone who killed someone in the Chayav Misa. The case is that it was a din on the Eir HaNidachas, it was a din on the city. And therefore, by you, so to speak, doing tshuva, you usually, you want to be part of the sibur, or al tifrosh min hatzibur. Here you're going out, so it's not a din in the sibur. And that's the pshat. And then there's a, as well, the Gera Rebbe points out, that we all know, the famous Chazal, that one of the nais of the Anan HaKava was that the shoes and the clothing never worn out. They always had the same clothes. So the Chazal tell us that apparently even some clothes from Korach, and Bnei Korach, also went down because of possessions. What do you mean? They said the clothes grew on and they were always clean. They always had tied on them, detergent. So the Gera Rebbe said, must be that this is the whole machlokas with Korach, that talosh of kulo tchela, so he made his own stuff, and he's made his own stuff, that didn't have the nais happen to it, and therefore they had to go ahead, and therefore it wasn't included, therefore it came down. But that's the machlokas, the Rambam and Ravid. Number one is, it's a clear machlokas regarding Eran Nidachas, whether people could do tshuva. And then we could see what's a potential source for the Rambam is, we see over here, by if you assume Bnei Korach had a status, even though they were in different cities, it wasn't like the real, you know, today Zoom, we have virtual minyanim, or do we? I mean, you could answer, but virtual Eran Nidachas doesn't mean literally, like the Rav Chaim writes, by the Din of Amalek, it even... Someone who has the Shita of Amalek. So similarly here, you have that type of thing here. So the Rambam, Ravid clearly argue by Eran Nidachas. So I want to bring a Ravid for the Rambam based on all those who compare Bnei Korach to Eran Nidachas. He could disagree, but Bnei Korach did do tshuva. So even if you assume Bnei Korach did tshuva, everyone agrees to that. What's the difference between that and regular din of Eran Nidachas? Either here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the punishment, so you could do tshuva, because he'll know. Or it's not putting you from the onesh misa, we're putting you from having the din of the year, and that's, you know, and that's, so that would be the nafkamina to the person. Do we believe when someone, I guess the major nafkamina is someone who's hasrada, it goes to the misa. So is there a concept of tshuva and getting out early and stuff?